Attorney General Eric Holder called the DOJ-USDA antitrust workshop series a milestone event designed to discover if agriculture is suffering from a lack of free and fair competition.
We must begin by examining what we know for sure. We know that a growing number of American farmers find it increasingly difficult to survive by doing what they have been doing for decades. And we've learned that some of them believe that the competitive environment may be, at least in part, to blame.
The day-long workshop in Iowa focused on the competitive dynamics of the seed industry. Diana Moss of the American Antitrust Institute said it's an inescapable fact that Monsanto is a monopoly.
We have two markets. The upstream market for traits is very highly concentrated. It's essentially monopolized by a single firm. The downstream market has more competition, but is still very highly concentrated. Effects of concentration, obviously less choice. Less choice for seed companies seeking to create new products, less choice for farmers who want to shop around and access other products. Another result of less competition or concentration are higher prices. That's of grave concern.
Not surprisingly, Jim Tobin took issue with Moss's conclusion.
People really like the idea that they could get these traits in any brand of seed that they wanted. It's worked well for farmers, and that's why we have high market share with Roundup Ready and soybeans. It's not because you have to have Roundup Ready as an operating system to make the soybean variety yield and grow in the farm.
According to USDA, the average price of biotech soybean varieties rose over 60% during the past 5 years, while biotech corn hybrids cost about 93% more. Stuart Doan, Ankeny, Iowa.